This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We talked to Darren Dreger, TSN, up in Canada. Welcome in the Fan Morning Show right now. Darren, good morning. How's everything?
Everything's good. Good morning, guys.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about the last two Penguins games. I don't know about you, but kind of looking at this team more in full form. Jim Rutherford, as you know, you've known him a long time. You've known him very well a long time. He always feels the need to have to do something, it seems like, around trade deadline time. Do you look at Oleksiak? Do you look at Brassard? Are those two of the guys that might be on their way out?
Yes. Those are the two that, you know, I think are easily identifiable. And it's not because they're bad players. I think that, you know, if anyone is thinking that, they're incorrect. If you look at Jamie Oleksiak as an example, it speaks to the Pittsburgh Penguins finally getting in better health on that blue line, and Jamie Oleksiak, frankly, being the odd man out. And this time of year and creeping closer to the February 25th deadline, you know, those type of depth defensemen are currency. They're valuable. So he's not going to have a whole lot of trouble moving out Oleksiak. And in Brassard, that's more of a mystery. Not because he's available, but why hasn't Derek Brassard been a better fit in Pittsburgh? And I wish I had a hockey-type answer for you, but I don't, other than, you know, maybe he's not suited to be a third-line center. And, you know, he, like a lot of players, thrives on the power play. But there'll be a market. There's always a market for good centers. And Derek Brassard is that. And, you know, in return, the Penguins are going to need at least a third-line center back. So, to your point, Jim Rutherford, it's not always through desperation or just sheer necessity. He identifies his areas of need and his areas of excess or individuals who maybe aren't quite a perfect fit very early in a process in a season. And then he turns those pieces, you know, into commodities that he can move out to make the necessary improvements for a deep dive in the second half of the season. He's done that for as long as I've known him, and he's going to continue to do that this season.
Darren, is Derek Brassard going to be somewhat relieved if he's not with Pittsburgh in that he'll be able to go somewhere where he has more of an impact, more of a role?
Well, you know, when he looks around that dressing room and sees all the future Hall of Famers, I think that there's a part of him that takes some responsibility for whatever reason he didn't, you know, wasn't quite a perfect fit in Pittsburgh. And I think because of that, there might be a layer of disappointment as well. But, you know, he's an old school type of hockey player. He wants to contribute. He wants to be part of a contending team. So wherever he lands, you know, he's sure going to hope that he's a better fit and he's able to contribute and be more of a factor in that lineup to give that team, whatever team that is, a better chance to contend. But I don't know, guys, that there are too many players that leave Pittsburgh and go, oh, my goodness, thank God I'm out of Pittsburgh. Just simply because, you know, of the history there, the people who, you know, still make the Pittsburgh Penguins an annual contending threat, and this year being no different. So I think that, you know, maybe he'll be welcoming a fresh start, but in the bigger picture, he'll be a little bit disappointed that it didn't work out in Pittsburgh.
Darren Dreger, TSN Canada, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Okay, call me crazy if you want. A lot of people have, Darren, and you're fine to do that. But Jake Guentzel gets the contract. Is there some Robbie Brown in Jake Guentzel in so much as he thinks the game like Robbie Brown did? He thinks the game like Sid did. Robbie Brown thought the game like Mario did. Thus, he can coexist on the same line.
Well, I wouldn't call you crazy. That's not the first comparison I would have thought of. With all due respect to Robbie Brown, who was a terrific player back in the day, Rob Brown was very opportunistic as well and had the great luxury, and maybe this is where the comparison can be made, to playing with, you know, Hall of Famers, great players. But Jake Guentzel has come up clearly in a different era. And one thing that Jake Guentzel, for me, has never forgotten is that every time you step on the ice, your quest is to be a little bit better. And even for established players, and Gensel fits into that category now, that can be a challenge. Crosby has never forgotten that, and maybe part of that is rubbed off on Jake Gensel, but that's what continues to impress me about him is how, you know, when he kind of hit full stride, I thought, all right, well, this is what we've got in Jake Gensel, and that's a pretty good player. But yet he continues to work at and develop his game, and every year seems to get a little bit better, hence, you know, he's earned the contract extension. So, yeah, I can understand the comparison, and, you know, I think it's fair to a point, but I don't, and this is going to sound terrible, Rob Brown worked hard, but I think Jake Gensel in today's game works harder.
Darren Drager of TSN, NHL Insider, with us here on the Fan Morning Show. I want to spin back around to the third line center question again, if I may, Darren, and yeah. What will work? I mean, as long as Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin are on this team, it's going to be difficult to find the kind of impact player they want to play third line center because of the restricted minutes playing in that role. Nick Bonino was a perfect fit. Is there someone out there like that?
You know what? It's a good point because they're really hard to find. I look at Ottawa, you know, and what's going to happen with Matt Duchene, but he's not a third line center. I mean, Matt Duchene is a top six guy, and he's a second-line center at worst on good teams, too. The guy that comes to mind for me would be Kevin Hayes with the New York Rangers. And, you know, he's a real big body, strong guy. He's not healthy right now, but, you know, they may prolong it a little bit and hold him through the All-Star break. But I think that there's going to be a great market for Kevin Hayes. And, you know, I'm not sure that Pittsburgh fits into that grouping, but I'd be surprised. Again, there's not too many stones that Jimmy Rutherford doesn't flip over when trying to establish a good fit. Now, whether it's a good fit for the Rangers coming back the other way, I can't be certain of that. I doubt very much it would be Derek Brassard, but you never know. You know, maybe he finds his way back there. Again, I think that at best that's a long shot, but Kevin Hayes for me would be your prototypical third line center.
Last thing for you, as we talked to Darren Drager, TSN, it'd be nice for that dispersal draft with Seattle to be happening now because Tristan Jarry would be a perfect fit, a guy from out there, a guy that they could maybe pick up, but it's not right now. It's going to be in a couple years. That said, though, three goalies of this quality are probably too many to carry. Do you look for Jim Rutherford to do something with Jarry?
Well, I think he first has to decide, frankly, on the long-term future of Matt Murray in Pittsburgh. And, you know, the goaltending in Pittsburgh, Matt Murray, since he's come back, I think you guys will agree, has been very, very good. You know, in the last couple of games, as we entered into this segment, I agree with your assessment. There's no reason to push a panic button. But, you know, there's still something about Matt Murray that I struggle with. And maybe, just maybe, it's playing in the shadow of Marc-Andre Fleury. And again, you guys know the iconic status of Marc-Andre Fleury in Pittsburgh. And it's been unfair, frankly, for Matt Murray to have to make his way through that shadow. This guy has done nothing but win cups and helping the Penguins win cups. Yet, for whatever reason, it seems like the fan base in Pittsburgh hasn't quite warmed up to him to that point, and he struggled with injury as well. I think that the Penguins are going to be very careful in moving out a piece like Jarry until they figure out exactly what the long-term future is in Matt Murray.
All right. You know what? That's a really good point. Maybe the best move is no move at all right now.
Maybe.
Yep. Darren, we thank you so very much. Always so insightful and so informative. Yep. We appreciate it. We'll chat soon.
Hey, guys, have a great one.
You too.
All right, such a polite man and a good
guy. Glad he's feeling better.
Jeff, are you ready with your storm total? Are you ready?
You got a number in mind?
I do.
Now, I'm terrible at math. That's 36 hours, right?
Yes. Saturday, 8 a.m. to Sunday, 8 p.m. Same guy who couldn't download Uber on his phone.
No, not Uber. Oh, yeah, Uber. That's a car ride service, right? I'm awful at math and technology. I'm terrible at it. Now, this is from Greater Pittsburgh International, new airport, not the old airport. The new airport.
So this is like an actual accurate measurement.
If you took an
official
yardstick and put it down there, untouched snow, from 8 a.m. on Saturday until 8 p.m. on Sunday, how much snow is there going to be? We do that next because we were out at the meteorologist yesterday.
All right. Quick story. David Highfield's doing a stand-up in Cranberry. Big snowmageddon.
Uh-huh.
And he's got this yardstick. And he's like, okay, I'm going to show them. And he does. He starts to stand up and he's going to show how much snow has happened in Cranberry. And he turns and he didn't practice this before. He turned and put the yardstick in and it was an inch and a half. Now, right next to him, we're like 8 inches. But he turned the wrong way and he put it in. And it was the funniest damn thing you'd ever seen. Because his reaction was like, well, there's actually more than what's showing on this yardstick right now.
You serious? He should have put it in a big snowbank. That would have been spectacular.
There we go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.